You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whānau e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi, ewa te kaumarima BFM. Lovely to have you here on the BFM Breakfast Show this morning. We are talking about some very special events that are happening as part of the Auckland Arts Festival. And we've got two very special guests in the studio. Morena, Tingi Ness, how are you?
Morena, good, very good, thank you.
It is lovely to have you up here. And Morena as well, Tanya Muangututia, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Talofa, how are you?
I'm really well. It's really awesome to have you both in here talking about two different things, but that have a very important shared context, and that is 50 years of the Polynesian Panthers, which is kind of incredible. We were just saying off air, that's a long time. Tingi, you were there since the beginning. How do you feel about it?
I can't believe it myself. You know, that 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lifetime.
It is a lifetime.
So I'm feeling it.
Yeah. It's quite amazing to see, I guess, the outpouring of different ways people are recognising it and celebrating it this year. And there's a lot of stuff happening in the Arts Festival around it. It's kind of one of the pillars of the festival this year in many ways. Now, you're involved in a collective called Whakaro Ki Whakaora, is that right?
Yep, Whakaro Ki Whakaora, Educate to Liberate. Which originated with the Black Panthers, and we've taken it on board. When Chris McBride and myself went to the Black Panthers 50th in 2016, we were inspired by their celebration and their artwork, also by Emery Douglas, their former Minister of Culture. So we came back with the idea of doing a mural. And I was taking Te Reo course, and I asked my kaiako, my teacher, how do you say, well, I looked it up. So I went to him with whakaako kia whakaora. And I said, is that right? And he goes, yes, that means educate to liberate. So I knew I was onto it, yeah.
Yeah.
And we just ran with that, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. This mural, whereabouts is it going to be situated?
On the great north end of Ponsonby Road.
Awesome.
And it's opposite the cafe restaurant called Open.
Nice, yeah,
so you
yeah.
can have your coffee and look at the mural and, you know, enjoy the view and a coffee as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that's obviously been always a really important part of town for the Panthers, is that kind of Ponsonby, Greylin, K Road area.
Yes, yes. Back in the 70s, of course, that was our gathering places for shopping and a lot of fruit shops and fish and that, you know. So a walk from home up to Karangapi Road, Ponsonby Road, for us, Pacific Island and Māori, Karangapi Road was the hub.
Yeah.
Very lively and, dynamic.
Yeah. Absolutely. And a lot has changed in that space. It's still got that dynamism, but it's, you know, it's got the gentrification thing going on as well in a big way. Yeah.
Quite a history to it and it's still continuing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit more with you about the Panthers in a minute, but Tanya, I want to talk about your amazing projects that are happening. Now, for people who aren't familiar with you, they may be familiar with some of your history with the great T-shirt you're wearing right now, the Pacific Underground, legendary theatre makers from Otatahi Christchurch. Now, you're based up in Tamaki Makaurau. And tell us a bit about these projects that you're working on out in Mount Roskill as part of the Arts Festival.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the props. So a mate of mine who lives down the road from me, we've lived out in Mount Roskill 10 years this year, actually.
Yeah.
After the earthquakes, we bumped into him. He lives across the road from a house which was the location of the film Number Two. And he's been talking about that house a lot and how he wanted to do something with it, knowing that it will be demolitioned with the rest of the houses in the area for the redevelopment. And then when he sort of finally sat on an outdoor theatre idea, he rang me and said, theatre. And I said, yep. And then that was in May.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was sort of around the lockdown period. And so since then we've just been, telling people about it, and local board have been going, yeah, it's a great idea. You know, so the idea of it, and then we reached out to Tor Fraser and said, oh, this is what we want to do. And also he tweeted about the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
So he'd been cruising around the neighbourhood. It was his birthday. He took photos of that house where he did made his debut film.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of, the timing of it was sort of like, oh, look, he's just made this tweet about it. And then we reached out to him. He was like, amazing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just been progressing. And so this last month or 5 weeks, we've been working with these young people. So we decided that we will get young people from the neighbourhood, local
mm-hmm.
kids, to be part of this theatre company. We call it Number 3 Roskill Theatre. And then they can talk about, for their first project, they can talk about what's happening in the area, which is the redevelopment.
Totally.
And so the house is about, you know, this provenance of this house right under the Maunga.
Yeah.
And then, and the history of that house, the story of that house is from Mount Roskill, a local, you know, it's just this rich sort of tapestry and all these layers of that project. And now we're, Kāinga Ora have just handed over the house, so we've been there for about a week.
Awesome.
Yeah, just going on, oh, only a few days, but we've been kind of like wandering through there and just sort of checking out the site. And the building is still, the redevelopment's still continuing around us. There's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But there's a whole bunch of young people with a stage that's built outside that
house. That's so cool.
Moving around it, making their show called Love to Say Goodbye.
That's so cool.
And in that season, that's a season which is from the 10th to the 20th in March.
Mm.
Then there's the play readings of Dawn Raids, which was a play that Pacific Underground did in 1997-98, written by Oscar Keightley. And so that reading is actually part of honouring the Polynesian Panthers and their journey, and how that sort of relates to all the work that they've done, to be able to give us the opportunity to provide a platform for young people so they can be heard. So
absolutely.
It's all related in so many ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just really happy to be part of it.
Yeah.
And our friend Tingy, who we've met over the years and collaborated with other festivals and with a couple of festivals actually, you know, it's just, yeah, we're just like, yeah, sure, easy.
Yeah.
It's Tingy.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Hey, it is one of those things as well where it, in some ways 50 years is a hugely long time, but it's also a very short history in, you know, the grand scheme of things. When you look at where you started in the Panthers 50 years ago, what do you think are some of the biggest things you've seen change, Tingy? And what are some of the things that you think we still need to work on this? There's still a lot of pushing to do here.
Okay, well, changes for the better over the years. And back then we called New Zealand Aotearoa, a country of rugby, racing and beer.
Mm.
Well, the racing's gone out and now it's been substituted with racism. So it's a country of rugby still, racism still, and beer still. But underlying all that, you know, we're here in the Pacific and we've been around for a few thousand years, so we're just establishing our, re-establishing ourselves again. And two, to have so many young people now growing up with a history like what we've got, just, you know, it's a continuum, eh?
Yeah.
So everybody that's sort of run away from out there in the world to this country here has brought everything with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself quite often feel like, don't tell anybody. Just keep it to ourselves. 5 million, that's it, you know. Because everybody will be clamouring to come down here, as we know they are now. And two, it's known for a long time that it's the Shaky Isles.
Yeah.
So that lives up to its name, you know,
yeah.
And we're aware of that. And when you look at human beings living on fault lines, well, we're one big fault line, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yet we can enjoy, you know, the motu, the country. And the people here are special. We're all unique. There's nobody else around like us. And with the Auckland Arts Festival now, and it's based on Aroha, that's the message. You know, we get along because of that.
Yeah.
And everybody coming in has to learn
about
that, you know, like the reo and tangata whenua, the first people here. But we've been here, you know, in the Pacific for a few thousand years, navigating and, you know, all of that knowledge. So we're just a continuum of that.
Yeah.
And what we pass on to the children, you know, the ones coming after us, it's what they value.
Yeah.
you know, that's the future of all of us.
Absolutely, yeah. And for both of you, seeing these rangatahi that you're working with, Tanya, you know, being able to tell these stories in their own way and in these, you know, spaces that have such kind of amazing resonance for a community and for this bigger history as well. How do you feel, I guess, watching these young people create, I guess, art together? Because that's a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah, it is. I think we grew up with being able to, or having the platform to be able to share stories through theatre. And Dawn Raids was one of the plays that we did. We did it here in Auckland and in Christchurch. We only did the two seasons.
Yeah.
And for Oscar to be able to bring that to the table, because nobody back then in the 90s was talking about it really.
Yeah.
And people didn't want to talk about it in the 90s, and in the 2000s they didn't really want to acknowledge it, and it hasn't been acknowledged fully. So the Polynesian Panthers continues to stand up for what the wrongs of our community, you know. So us being able to stand up and these young people being able to stand up to tell their stories are so important for us.
Yeah.
And so the platform that we, the many platforms that we're involved in terms of festivals and, you know, celebrations and things like that, it's all part of the storytelling and the sharing for these young people. And so our inspiration are people like the Polynesian Panthers, because they weren't thinking about we need to tell a story. They were just being themselves and standing up for what was right.
Yeah, was right,
you know, the wrongs.
Yeah.
And so that's the inspiration for us, because our parents came over, and I'm a younger generation. I'm just a little bit younger than Tingi. Our parents came over to give us that life.
Yeah.
You know, and they were the first ones to, you know, the Polynesian Panthers were the first one to go, "Ishi, that's not right.
Yeah.
That is wrong. We live here too." And so these are the platforms that give us the opportunity. And so we can at least give that opportunity over to young people as well.
Yeah.
And there's more opportunities out there for young people, but still the story and the sources are really important for their own identity in terms of being an Aotearoa. And so that's what we're encouraging through the project. And that's, you know, when my mate, when Johnny Leach told me about this project, I could totally visualise it straight away. You know, it's an outdoor theatre. It's a platform that people can, I mean, it's just theatre.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's such a, for Pacific people, we're an oral, you know, we tell stories.
Yeah.
That's the extension of our whakapapa, our ngafa. You know, that's what it is. That's what it's always been at PU. And that's what it's always been through music as well, the tingi and the songs.
Absolutely.
And through the Polynesian Panthers. So, yeah, we're just like, we're there.
Yeah, it's the vessel, eh? It's the vessel to bring the message out. And for you, Tingi, music, that's been always part of your life and part of your activism as well.
Yeah. There was a time when, like Tanya was saying, New Zealand was in denial about, you know, racism. But there's no stopping what we've done and what we're saying, because, you know, it's carrying on. And a lot of the country now is aware of it, and we're dealing with it and having conversations about it. So singing and music is part of that too, because, you know, it's a more peaceful way of getting a message across. There was a time when we were confrontational and it was getting a lot more physical, and I'm talking about things like the Dawn Raids.
Yeah.
About Waitangi, you know, was getting polarised. And I think the Springbok Tour was part of that, mini revolution in this country. Division right through, you know, and families and all of that. So, yeah, music was an out for me. I think if I didn't have that, it's a spiritual, you know, it's what's inside that comes out. And comes out in music and art. So for all of us, telling our stories through art rather than pounding the streets and things like, we don't have to anymore, but the way things are, we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in Aotearoa, New Zealand, the streets still belong to the people. As we see overseas, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. But we've been through that, you know. So I guess we're ahead of the world a little. There's still a lot more to do. But I have every confidence in the young ones coming through.
Hard out. Hey, thank you both so much for coming and speaking to us. If people want to find out more about the amazing things you're involved with through the Arts Festival, then the Arts Festival website's the best place to go. When does your season kick off, Tanya?
March the 10th. It's called Love to Say Goodbye, and it's on the website.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's all free. All the shows are free. You just have to book. Yeah.
That's brilliant. And Tingy, you're going to be doing a few performances as well?
Yes, yes. I'll be with Sistema.
Awesome.
Yeah, the Otare, the young ones. So it's, you know, for me, at this time in life, you know, it's all about the young ones coming through.
Yeah.
Got the Dawn Raids exhibition opening on Thursday.
Primo.
Yeah.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll just carry on and, you know, enjoy and celebrate.
You're playing in the festival garden.
Yeah, festival garden.
Tingy's playing in the festival garden. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
We'll be
Thank
there.
You, Sarah.
Yeah.
Hey, we are going to play one of your tracks, Tingy. This is with your son, Shafu, who's also performing. It's a big family affair. This is Rockaway. Thank you both so much for coming in and speaking with
Thank
us
you,
this
Rachel.
Morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whakalawalahi atu ki tautolu osi, ko tingi lau ai ne, lolongo atu taha lolongo ki whakawhiawhia ki tautolu osi.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.